to the Columbia Center for Spiritual Living, a welcoming and diverse community whose vision it is to contribute to a world that works for everyone. The inspirational message you are about to hear will expand your idea of what is possible in life right now and affirm your soul's knowing in taking that right next step towards your greatest good.
Before we get rolling, and welcome to all of you who are live streaming and who are joining in as replay. It's a fabulous morning, and it's great to be here. And actually, this is the first time I've been in this room with all of you since exactly 2 years ago this weekend. That is when COVID lockdown started. So this is momentous for me, and to be here without my mask on. Before I get started, I want to add one other item to the activities list that didn't make it into the announcements, and that is that next Saturday afternoon at 3:30, you are all welcome to join if you'd like. We are going to do an energy clearing and an energy reset at our office. Part of the office is being returned to the rental company. So, you know, we are consolidating down to a smaller space. But the part that is being given up is that part that has the longevity with this organization. It's the smaller side that we just took on several years ago. So anybody who would like to join, that's going to be going on next Saturday, 3:30 in the afternoon. So excited to be back, excited to be here. And I love seeing all of your faces and all of you out there. I know who you are, and some of you are new, but welcome. Our hearts are open to you. So our theme for March is lighten up. And we can see on this glorious day, it's probably, you know, I don't know what the camera's picking up because that's pretty bright and light out there. And the Centers for Spiritual Living theme for today is, excuse me, I have my mic here. I don't have to talk. I get to move. I'm not at home anymore. I get to move. The theme for today is humor and play as a way, and joy as a way of lightening up. And we are also at that point. Next Sunday is the spring equinox, that place of balance, physical realm of light and dark. And that return of that, I mean, we feel, right? Spring is already here. The snow is just a joke, right? we can feel that, you know, resurgence coming forward. And so, in part, let's talk about balance as part of that lightening up, because sometimes, you know, we just sort of get like we're so much is going on in the world, whether it's in our family life, our work life, out in the bigger world, that really can feel like an anchor, right? Pulling our hearts down, pulling our thoughts down. And the theme is lighten up. So, how many of you remember Back to the Future, that trilogy of movies? My son was in elementary school at the time. I can't tell you how many times we've watched that. I think we have the scripts memorized. Although first and third were our favorites. We weren't so great on the second. But in the first movie, Marty keeps saying, heavy. And Doc says, Marty, what's so heavy in the future? Is there something wrong with the gravitational field of the Earth? And here we are about lighten up. So another way of saying this is, you know, when we say to someone, hey, get a life, you know, hey, lighten up. But it's more than, it's our consciousness, our attitude, our joy, our heart. It's our read of the world and not just the physical of more sunlight coming in at this point in time. So last week, Reverend Dr. Nadine chose to be very revealing, a personal disclosure. And this happens at times. If you've ever given a talk, you know there are times where it comes together easy, it's great. There are times where it's just like, oh, am I going to say, I'm not resonating with this, or whatever happens to be going on. And she shared, well, I have my own version. So, you know, alert here, a little personal disclosure on my side. I was asked to speak today several months ago. It may have been still late last year. And about 3-4 weeks ago, I started looking at Centers for Spiritual Living. You know, what's the theme for March? What's the topic? And it's like, oh, play and humor. And I'm thinking, I grew up in a serious family. This is not my home base. What do I do? Okay, universe, I see. You're playing a joke on me. Okay, I get it. You're playing with me. You know, you're stretching me. You're calling me out to stretch. We get those assignments. But then Russia invaded Ukraine. It's like, all right, you know, this is like compounded challenge here. Because when there's something like that going on in the world, we're not all happy wappy, are we? You know, we are connected. We've talked about oneness. We know that we are not separate from life, and all life is connected at every level. Whether it's a stone, whether it's a raindrop, whether it's an animal, a fish, a human being, we are all connected. So thinking back to the Star Wars movies, I feel there's a disturbance in the field. We had that disturbance in the field, and it's been ongoing. It's been ratcheting up day by day. And day by day, and I'm thinking, how do I do happy and humor? How do I do playful when that's the backdrop? And as Io and Claudette shared, we have slips in front of us where there are conflicts throughout the world ongoing. And we're just not tuned in, but it is part of that resonant field that we are all in. So sometimes we're tuned in and we're feeling, let me show up for life in the planet. But sometimes it's hard to do that. How do we be in that lightened up higher consciousness to do that? Because when we are in a dire place, are we bringing our best to our spiritual practice, our intention, our prayers for the world, if we are with our heart on that anger? So we are called upon to lighten up. It doesn't mean we have to be irreverent or inappropriate, but it's part of our own self-care, self-healing, that brings us up so that we can be more present for the world. And in that regard, it's not like these two don't go together at all, like vinegar on a banana, you know? Pickle in your coffee. It's a place where the question becomes, and I'm accepting that there's infinite possibility. So what's the and here that we can move into? So also a tribute to, you had mentioned that we have centers on every continent. And Reverend Dr. Barbara Legere is one of our ministers who founded a center and a work in Ukraine. Now, earlier this week, CSL reached out to her and said, you know, what can you, being that close, that embedded in the culture and the country and what's going on there, can you help us out on something lighter we can say? And closer to the end of the week, she wrote out to the minister's forum and said, I'm sorry, I can't be there right now. And so in your prayers, please include her. Heart and soul, she is there. That has been her work. So let's put some of our light and love, divine energy, in support of her. And then on top of that, if it wasn't enough, a week and a half ago, somebody shared something with me. And I'm not naive, but you know, we all sort of, there's just a limit to how much we can have present. And in any situation, there's more than one story. And this was a different version of what may be going on between Russia and Ukraine. And it had to do with fossil fuel. And we know that fossil fuel has had some, you know, it's like a, if we think of an octopus with 100 arms, you know, those tentacles go a lot of places. And what touched me was, if there's any truth to this, that part of this is, we know it's got some energy component to it because of that pipeline. I hit a point where I felt like, how can I live so I never, ever use another drop of gasoline again or fossil fuel? And then I stepped back and I said, here's a place of oneness and entanglement that I hadn't quite taken in yet. And that is, there is nothing. We are so ingrained with that. There is nothing that we cannot, unless we were like in Outlander and jump back 200 years ago by going through a stone, that it's so pervasive. Plastic, fuel, oil is so pervasive. And I have to admit, I went to a deeper, darker place. And I was really like, I have this talk coming up, but this is the way I'm feeling. I have this talk coming up. What am I going to do? So I found myself over this past week, first of all, being very much in that witness mode. What am I going through? How do I tend to myself? And without consciously doing it, I found myself playing more spider solitaire than usual, binging a series on Netflix, much more music. Yesterday, as I was doing the outline, there is a genre, I have Spotify, there is a genre, and I don't know the name of it, and I can't always find it, but it's part of the belly dancing genre of music, but not the jazzy, you know, that's very sultry and very heart. There's a lot of passion, but in a sort of quiet way. That was on yesterday for hours as I was working on this, because it gets me moving. Or salsa music, where there are certain rhythms where it just gets you moving. And movement helps. One of the best things you can do for depression is move, right? Movement helps. Even if we are connecting about something in the world, we need to be in that good place for ourselves, even if we are multisensory, actually multidimensional. And I think being able to have joy, being able to be somewhat playful in those moments is a testament to our multiple multidimensionality, where we can be more than one dimensional at the same time. And that's part of what our humanity is. I did not go as far as finger painting with my toes. I haven't gotten there yet. But what are we taught as people? You know, even from maybe middle school age, we start to hear, don't act like a child. When I think of play, I think about children, you know, where there's that energy, there's, you know, it's just spontaneous, everything's moving, flowing, and it's constantly going on to something else. It's about exploration, playing pretend. How many of us played pretend when we were kids? you know, typically like doctors and nurses, or maybe we pretend that we're, you know, a gold medal athlete or whatever, right? Or karaoke, we're pretending we're a famous singer. How many of us still play pretend? Not one hand. Okay. The reason I ask is because let's think about this teaching. When we go into spiritual mind prayer, affirmative prayer, we are claiming something different than the existing, something that we are not in this moment. And part of what we can do is, you know, fake it till you make it. What is that? That's pretending. There is a creative component to pretending that is part of the creative process, but we've forgotten to do that. And so when we want something that we don't have, do we focus on what we don't have, or do we start to invent that mental equivalent and go visit it, what it smells like, what it feels like, what it looks like, what the temperature is that day, right? That's a way of pretending as adults, and it's creative. It's part of that creative process. So going back to Marty and Doc, there's a big body of work coming forward in the world of collective trauma. And there are some notables in that field, one of whom is Thomas Hugel of Europe. And what we know now about trauma, and we all get traumatized, we've been traumatized by the news cycle. We've been traumatized by the images coming in, that war being front and center every time we go through our news cycle. But what happens is humans get stuck. They get frozen. The pain is so overwhelming that they become numb. And to some extent, that may be true of all of us. So let's recognize that when that happens and go into that self-care that includes what can we do to bring ourselves up, not forgetting. Now, we always have that point of confusion about conditions, because Ernest said, turn away from conditions. That doesn't mean we ignore them, because when we ignore something and pretend it doesn't exist, we're suppressing it, and that doesn't heal. So how do we bring that together, those multiple parts of ourselves, where we have that concern and pain about something in the world and that need to be in self-care? Spiritual bypass, we often do. Oh, it's all God, it's all good. I can't wrap myself around that and think about some of what we're hearing right now. And that, again, is sort of ignoring it, because we don't want to be in discomfort. My goodness, we have a state that is passing laws that says we cannot talk about racism because we don't want white people to be in discomfort. That is a level of trauma and fear that is playing out in a big scale, because we don't feel comfortable feeling and also know how to lighten up. You know, creatives and problem solvers and people in business, when they get stuck with they're working on something, and it's like, it's just not coming together. There's something missing here, or the composition isn't right. I don't know what to do. What do they do? Pause button. Go out, do something different, play, get physical. And what that does is it lets the brain let go of it, so that our conscious, you know, our mind can be working with a solution while we're not, you know, in the grasp of trying to make it happen. Play is essential to us. And as adults, we were told, oh, you don't want to act like a child. Be mature, be professional, be responsible. Where is there play and joy in any of that? Typically not, right? And so we have active, full lives that are drifting away to anxiety and not so much that self-care that keeps us lightened up. So I'd like to introduce the idea of honoring play, not the wild, crazy play that does feel inappropriate given the emotional tenor of a situation, but honoring play, that play that we do, that we can do as self-care and bringing our own consciousness up, our spirit up, so that we can be in service at a greater level. So I did take a peek to say, you know, well, what is adult play? We don't play like we did as children. What does adult play look like? And there's a lot of ways of defining it. The most simple that I came up with was Jeff Harry, who is a play consultant to organizations and businesses and things like that. And what he said was, play is, hold on, I'm searching for it here. I'm missing a page. Play is anything we do for pleasure that has significant joy for us without a purpose. And I thought, wow, that is so simple. I guess I've been playing more than I realize. One of the examples he said was riding a bike. You know, if you go out and ride a bike because you enjoy it, not because you're trying to lose 15 pounds, that's a purpose, right? Something you do because you have that purpose. But you do it just for the thrill of it. For me, it's the motion, the air. It can be knitting, can be playing bridge. My mother belonged to four bridge clubs at the same time all her life. And I didn't think of her as a playful person, but you know, working on this, I realized that was her play. It can be coloring, it can be all sorts of things. And so I realized I've been playing more than I realized. Putting on that music and dancing in my kitchen, still a little cold for bike riding, but soon. And so I invite you to lighten up. Not because it's inappropriate given what's going on in the world, because it's self-care and it helps us be of service. And isn't that why we're here?
Yes.
Blessings all.
Yes.
Namaste.
Thank you for listening. If you have received a value, we invite you to share this podcast and check out our website, columbiacsl.com, to sign up for our weekly newsletter, providing thought-provoking blogs and details on our upcoming classes and community events. And we always are pleased to hear from you. You can reach us at podcast@columbiacsl.com. Thank you. Blessings on your journey.